Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, There Will Be Some Fruit. This is the point of the parable of the sower and the soils. Luke 8:11-15. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes, takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out, are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and a good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience, perseverance. George Whitefield wrote, "That is the reason we have so many mushroom converts. So many persons that are always happy, 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 and never were miserable. Why? Because their stony ground is not plowed up. They have not got a conviction of the law. They fall away. That makes me so cautious now, which I was not 30 years ago, of dubbing converts too soon. Now I wait a little and see if people bring forth fruit. For there are so many blossoms which March winds blow away, that I cannot believe they are converts till I see fruit brought forth." End of quote. It's from George Whitefield, 1714 to 1770. The parable of the sower and the soils is very important teaching in the ministry of Jesus. It is found in Matthew 13:1-23, Mark 4:1-20, and Luke 8:4-15. Indeed, it is a very prominent parable. Some have called it the gateway parable to all other parables. After speaking the parable, it is said of Jesus, Luke 8:8, "When he had said these things, he cried, 'He who hears, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.'" This is very important. Something very significant is being taught. We better get this. It is often stated that there is essentially one main point being brought out in a parable, and therefore we should be careful not to press the details too much. However, we don't want to miss the main point. The point of this parable is that there are various responses to the word. All of these people hear the word and respond in various ways. However, the only saving response is the one that responds with a good heart and proves it consistently in fruit bearing. That is the essential point. Those by the wayside are non-responsive. They hear the word, but it never takes root in their heart. They never really believe it. The ones on the rock initially receive the word with joy. These are, quote-unquote, emotional converts. They get all excited, claim to have believed. But there is no real root. And in time of testing, they fall away. I fear many professing believers fit into this category. They may have walked forward, prayed a prayer, or been baptized. They claim this experience, but yet when the going gets tough, it proves out that they are not genuine. They do not persevere. The ones that fell among the thorns are choked with the things of this life. They never really made a saving faith commitment. Their real commitment is to this world and the things of this life. They're too busy serving self and things to have a heart for God. They bring no fruit to maturity. No fruit proves no salvation. The good ground represents the truly saved. They receive the word with a good and noble heart and bear fruit with perseverance. These are the genuine. Lots of people claim to believe, but it does not bear fruit in their life. This parable teaches that if faith is real, it will bring forth consistent fruit. Indeed, some more than others, some are more fruitful than others. Compare Matthew 13:23. But the principle remains. Saving faith comes from a right heart, and it demonstrates itself in the life. A lot of ministry involves sowing. There are various responses. Some initially look like they are genuine, but they are not. Only the genuine persevere and bear consistent fruit. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Don't confuse a temporary emotional response with a fruitful saving faith commitment. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.